Nolte, Disney's Big Gay, Green Strange World Crashes at Box Office. By John Nolte on November 25, 2022. Disney's latest animated feature, The Gay, Green Strange World, just tanked at the box office. Gee, what a shock. You mean no one wants to waste their Thanksgiving weekend having their children prematurely sexualized by groomers with a side order of Enviro Guilt? This should do wonders for Disney's already cratered stock price. Strange World cost anywhere from $150 million to $180 million to produce. Add at least another $50 to $100 million to promote. And what you have here is a straight-up catastrophe. A quarter of a billion, with a B, write-off. Per the far-left Deadline, which is again making anti-science excuses for this flop, Strange World is on course for a three-day opening weekend of just $15.8 million. Over the five-day holiday weekend, it is estimated to reach only $20 to $23 million. Strange World is a massive, feature-length Disney cartoon. Strange World is a massive, feature-length Disney cartoon released over the holidays. And it's tanking. The thought of this happening a few years ago was laughable. Everything Disney touched turned to gold. Remember? Disney was the go-to brand. We trusted Disney to deliver not only quality entertainment but wholesome entertainment, entertainment for the whole family. Well, those days are over. The predators at Disney are coming for your kids, and everyone knows it. The Disney brand is now the equivalent of a nondescript van and a guy behind the wheel offering your kids candy. And now, to once again point out what lying hacks the entertainment media are and just how far these hacks are willing to bend over and sell out their integrity, I give you Deadline's anti-science excuse for Strange World's box office disaster. One former Disney exec once told me, they're very good at making the best worst-case decision, and in the scenario of Strange World, that's sending it to Disney Plus by the holidays. Oh. So that's why Strange World tanked. It's not the Enviro propaganda or the teenage homosexuality. No, no, no. Strange World tanked because it will be on Disney Plus in 30 days. After all, why go to the movies when you can watch it at home in 30 days, right? Except. Disney did the exact same thing with Encanto last year. And I do mean the exact same thing. In 2021, Encanto was released in theaters for the Thanksgiving weekend and dropped on Disney Plus in time for the Christmas holidays. Nevertheless, it opened to $41 million. So, under the exact same conditions, why would Encanto open to $41 million and Strange World do about half that? And why would the liars at Deadline hide that rather pertinent fact from gullible readers? What we got here is a real head-scratcher. Deadline also tried to soften the blow with this sleight of hand. That's not the worst for a Disney animated pick, particularly over Thanksgiving, but it's damn close. Their $140 million original animation movie Treasure Planet was in freefall back in 2003 with a three-day of $12 million and five-day of $16.5 million. Except, you forgot inflation. In today's dollars, $16.5 million equals $27 million, which, according to my public school math, adds up to more than Strange World's $20 to $23 million. Strange World's environmental propaganda sounds obnoxious enough. But Disney also had to add a gay subplot involving two teenage boys. Adult sexuality in a kid's movie. Why? We. All. No. Why? Just like this summer's Super Gay Lightyear, which also flopped, Disney is preying on your children and looking to destroy their innocence before you, as a parent, are ready for that to happen. Teaching tolerance for people who are different is a noble thing. Disney has been doing that for nearly a century now, doing it without adding overt sexuality. I'll say it again, Disney has become a company no decent parent will dare leave their child alone with. Drag queens, normalizing and promoting the mental illness and self-mutilation of the trans hysteria, homosexual kids. This is all headed in one direction, normalizing sex between adults and children. That sounds crazy, but look at what Disney's doing today that sounded crazy 5 years ago. The endgame is making you feel like a bigot for not allowing a hairy drag queen to take your six-year-old son to bed. What else could the endgame be? And that's probably not the endgame because there is never an endgame with the left. Just a slippery slope of unimagined depravities. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.